for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, June the 30th, 1985. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Robert Cameron of Peterhead, Scotland, is the speaker of the morning.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord.
Oh, hallelujah!
His name is higher. His name is higher.
That's why we're here. That's what's going to happen this weekend.
Lord.
It's going to be done through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
As we lift Jesus up, As we praise his holy name, something supernatural is going to happen.
Hallelujah.
I believe it's happening even now. As
Amen.
We can open up our hearts
yes,
as a flower
Lord.
To the sun
oh,
and receive the blessing of the Lord upon our lives. Listen, realizing this, it all comes from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Hallelujah.
And that beggar man in Acts chapter 3, he rose up and walked. Walking and leaping
and praising God
into the temple.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Morning. Listen, some of you have come here with needs. Some have got tremendous needs.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you who's going to meet your need. It's not going to be the Camerons.
No.
It's not going to be this one. It's not going to be that one. It's going to be Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be
Amen.
See, he's brought you here for such a time as this.
Hallelujah.
You maybe think you came here because you was invited.
Yeah.
You came here because you planned it. No, no, no. You came here because you were supernaturally directed to
Hallelujah.
This meeting
Amen.
For this weekend.
Yes.
For God to meet your need, whatever realm it's in or on. And I'm going to tell you, like I said last night, as we begin to worship the Lord, we're creating an atmosphere for the supernatural to work. That's what we're doing here. Is we're praising God.
Hallelujah.
If I've lifted up, I will draw.
God in the scene.
And folks, this morning, let's lift up Jesus.
Lord.
And let's sing it with all. Let's all stand and sing it. His name is higher.
Yes, Lord.
Than any other.
Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
His name is Lord.
His name is higher.
So much to me.
my heart is stirred whenever I think of Jesus, that blessed name that sets the captive free.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I
amen, for
I want more of his great love, rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of his great love, rich and full and free. More of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of his great love, rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of his great love, rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me.
How many want more of Jesus this morning?
Oh, yeah.
How many of you think you've got enough of him?
Yeah.
You can never get enough of a good thing.
Yeah.
I want more of Jesus. This song was written about 17 years ago, but I believe it's more relevant, it's more real in our lives today than it was then.
That's right.
More and more and more.
Hallelujah.
I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his great love.
Amen, Lord.
Rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so... So what? So I'll give him
more of,
me.
Hallelujah.
Listen, there's all of Jesus you can handle,
amen,
brother and sister, this morning. He's more willing to give,
hallelujah,
you than you are to ask.
He's
more willing to give
to you,
than we are to receive. Can I hear an amen,
Lord,
this morning? And I believe God wants to make himself so much more real to everyone today. You see, the Bible says his blessings are new every morning. Last night was a tremendous service, but this is a new day.
Amen.
You know, I often think about when you go down to the farmer's market and you get these little plastic bags and on it something that says, fresh fruit daily.
Yeah.
Fresh fruit daily. Listen, God doesn't warm something up and give you a hash.
Fresh manna daily.
He gives you fresh manna daily. Listen, we've known Jesus, some of us, for many years, but listen, he wants to become even more real to you
more
today.
More real, more precious.
He wants to come into your life at a bigger
Lord
measure today. I want
hallelujah
more of Jesus. Let's sing it. And I'm going to tell you something. If you feel like getting into your hands, that's all right.
Yeah.
If you feel like getting into your feet, that's all right, too. I'll tell you, these are the dancing sisters here, I can see.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the rest of us? If you feel like smiling, that's all right, too.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's nowhere in the Bible, I've said it before, I'll repeat it, there's nowhere in the Bible that a gospel service should be conducted like a funeral service.
Yeah.
Tradition has taken the joy, our happiness, out of our
that's
Christianity.
Right.
You know what happens when they take the joy out of our experience? Our flesh goes on a binge trying to get happiness.
That's right.
And for years the church has been allowing the flesh to go on a binge. Let me tell you something. Joy begins when Jesus comes in.
Hallelujah.
Jesus comes that we might have joy.
Lord.
So let's be happy
then. Amen.
I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before.
Amen. Lord.
I want more of His great love, rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before.
Amen, so
I want more of His great love, rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I'd ever had before. I want more of His great love, rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. There's never a reason strong enough for not praising the Lord. Whenever the going's getting tough, you've got to keep praising the Lord. Praise Him, you know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him, you can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord. There's never a reason strong enough for not praising the Lord. Whenever the going's getting tough, you've got to keep praising the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Him, you know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him, you can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord. There's never a reason strong enough for not praising the Lord. Whenever the going's getting tough, you've got to keep praising the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Him, you know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him, you can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord. There's never a reason strong enough for not praising the Lord. Whenever the going's getting tough, you've got to keep praising the Lord.
Amen. Oh,
praise Him, you know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him, you can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord. Oh, I can hear somebody saying this morning, it's okay for you, Camerons. You don't know the problems I'm in. No, and you don't know the problems we're in either. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Everybody got problems.
Yeah.
Anybody here got no problems? But I'm going to tell you something. We are here because God is bigger than our problems.
Amen.
We found out that you've got to praise God in the problems.
Hallelujah.
There's never a reason strong enough for not praising the Lord. Oh, Brother Cameron, my wife's not saved, and I'm getting a terrible time. Oh, Brother Cameron, my husband gives me a hard time. My children give me a hard time. That's still no reason for not praising the Lord.
Yeah.
Can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
Praise Him. You know that you should. For everything's working together
for good.
It doesn't look like it sometimes, doesn't it? Because, you know, we don't know the end from the beginning. But God knows the end from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
When you're going through the mill, it doesn't feel comfortable, does it? In fact, it's just downright uncomfortable. When God's got you in His bench press, and He's doing a work on you, and He's on the potter's wheel, and He's taking out some of the flaws, it's not so comfortable.
Yeah.
But the end product is perfect. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The end product is more mature. God wants to do something.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Praise Him, you know that you should.
Yes.
For everything's working together for good. Praise Him, you can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, we can't afford not to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Out there, let's sing it again. Let's praise the Lord. And
yes,
I want you to look at that circumstance in the face.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And I want you to say, circumstance, I'm going to praise the Lord in spite of you. Devil, I'm going to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's never a reason strong enough for not praising the Lord. Whenever the going's getting tough, you got to keep praising the Lord.
Amen. Oh,
praise Him. You know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him. You can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord. There's never a reason strong enough for not praising the Lord. Whatever the going's getting tough, you've got to keep praising the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Him, you know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him, you can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord.
Why don't you praise Him?
You know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him. You can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord.
Why don't you praise Him?
You know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him. You can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord.
Why don't you praise Him?
You know that you should. Everything's working together for good. Praise Him. You can never afford to ever stop praising the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Oh, Lord, my King, my God and my Redeemer, I will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thou hast taken us, Lord, from the Lord's
house. Hallelujah. Hell.
Thou hast set us among the princes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. My Father, I love Him.
Amen.
Salvation
Oh, sing unto him. Sing praises unto him. For when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with trumpets. Hallelujah. Oh, sing, O Zion, sing. Thou in a strange land, the song of the Lord's redeemed. Sing, O Zion, sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Ibashara Kiribuana.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes, O Likiyasa Bordemiana. Haraboshiria Masakiburona.
Hallelujah.
For the song of the Lord is upon his people. Ekaroboshilebiana. I will sing of mercy and judgment. I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. I will sing of your mercy,
hallelujah,
and your greatness. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. The Son of Righteousness, with healing in His wings, Jesus is the great I Am. It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in His wings, Jesus is the great I Am. It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness. With healing in His wings, Jesus is the great I Am. Oh, yes. It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in His wings, Jesus is the great I Am. It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in His wings, Jesus is the great I Am. Oh, yes. It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness. With healing in His wings, Jesus is the great I Am.
Again.
It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness. With healing in His wings, Jesus is the great I Am.
Oh, yeah. You know why we're happy this morning? You know why we're so excited? Some of you looking on, seeing the rest of us getting, you know, you're wondering why we're dancing. We wonder why you don't. Yeah. Muhammad, people talk about Muhammad, and, you know, the big prophet there, and Confucius, he say. Well, the truth of the matter is, Muhammad and Confucius have said all they're going to say. But our God is still on the throne. Can I hear an amen? That's the difference between our God and their
God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let me tell you something. It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is still. Listen, He's never vacated His throne.
No.
He never will vacate His throne. The Son of Righteousness, with healing in His wings, Jesus is not one.
Hallelujah.
Is the great
I Am.
Listen, folks, we have a reason to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Our mind is in. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You know, last year they had the great elections over here, and they were fighting for the man to get in. But let me tell you something. Our man is in.
Amen. Oh,
my
yeah.
Father's in.
Hallelujah.
He's in control. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And He knows exactly what He's doing.
That's right.
And we as His children can relax in that fact that God knows what He's doing. He's got the world in the palm of His hands, and we can just enjoy
Him
all the way to heaven. Can I hear an amen? It makes me dance with joy.
Amen.
Let me tell you, folks, this morning, we have a reason. The children
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord have a right to
sing.
For our way is growing bright,
now
our souls are on the
wing.
Probably, you know, maybe you're here this morning. Well, but Brother Cameron, you don't understand. You see, I'm here. I need delivered. Well, thank God you're living in a day when you can get delivered.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It's not like you can be delivered as you praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As you move out in faith.
Glory.
God can absolutely deliver you.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever's binding you.
Hallelujah.
We are in the right place to be delivered.
Yes, Lord.
It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness.
With healing in His wings,
Jesus is
the great I am. Oh, yes.
It makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness.
With healing in His wings,
Jesus is the great I am.
Oh, yes, and
it makes me dance for joy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Son of Righteousness.
With healing in His wings,
Jesus is the great
I am.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the redeemed of the Lord.
You may be seated if you can.
Praise the Lord.
You may be here for a miracle this morning. I believe I sense in the spirit there are needs here today. There are some you're facing what you think is impossibilities. But there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. But you know, there's one way, the Bible says, to them that overcome. There's one way, there's one thing you and I have to determine in our hearts, that we've got to determine that we're going on, whatever happens, we're going on. I feel, we sang it here the last time, I feel we should sing it again then. I'm going on. Because as you go on, that's when deliverance comes.
Hallelujah.
We always seem to draw back at the last minute, and then we live in that place of Lodibar. How many know what a place of Lodibar is? That's where all the rejects went.
Yeah.
That's where all the sickness was. That's where all the maimed was. That's where all the depression was. How many you've been in that place of Lodibar?
Land of no pasture.
The land of no pasture. The land of depression.
Yeah.
Everybody telling their sad stories.
Yeah.
You know, if you felt well when you went there, you were sick by the time you come out of it. That's the place of Lodibar.
How low can you get?
How low, Lodibar. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. God came to set us free.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is here. We've got to go on. Listen, if you go on, you'll come out of the victor. You come out an overcomer. Come and sing it then.
Thank you, Lord. How many are going on this morning? Listen, Daniel made up his mind that he was going on, and he changed kingdoms. And the Bible says he wrought righteousness. He changed the face of generations because he made up his mind that he was going on. Whatever others did, he was going on with God. Listen, this generation is going to be changed by people like you and I who make up our minds that we're going on. Whatever our wives do, whatever our husbands do, whatever our families do, whatever our friends do, listen, we're going on. I'm going on. For something always happens to the man or to the woman that's going on, and I'm going on. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Dear Lord, I'm going on for you. Some trials come to hinder me. So that the road ahead I cannot clearly see.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have to do
the mark towards my home.
So many lives,
so many lives
depend on what I do,
depend.
All around is going wrong. Have you been there?
But to my heart, you bring a song that gives to me the strength I need to carry on.
Let's stand and sing it this morning. Sing that to him.
Last night, when God saved me, I was only 19, but I made up my mind I was going on. And I got God gave me the encouragement. Listen, one of the texts he gave me was, when your father and mother forsake you. My mom and dad weren't saved. My brother and sister weren't saved. But listen what the Lord showed me one morning as I went out to take my stand for him in a certain matter. He says, when your father and mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. And God was with me for, listen, for over 40 years, saved my family. My dad, I told you last night, an alcoholic for over 40 years. Glenn knows him. And God wonderfully transformed our family's life. And listen, this morning, 32 members of our family are full-time in the ministry of Jesus Christ. You know the reason I'm saying this today? Because God is no respecter of persons. If he can do it for the Camerons, he can do it for your family. Amen. That's why we can sing this morning.
I'm going on. I'm going on for you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. And you may be seated also.
Hallelujah. How many covered the anointing here this morning? You know, words are cheap. But the anointing of God, just it does the job. We found out a long time ago that the Holy Ghost can do more under the anointing of Christ. Hallelujah. Power on? Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost can do more in 5 seconds than you and I could do in 5 lifetimes. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And thank God for the anointing. Moses says, if your presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. Thank God the reply was, my presence shall go with thee.
How many can sense the presence of the Lord here today? Hallelujah. You know, someone has typified the Holy Spirit. Well, the Bible typifies the Holy Spirit as a dove. If you think about it, if you hold a dove in your hand, if you hold it too tight, you'll crush it. If you hold it too loose, it'll fly off. We need to be real sensitive this morning, just to hold the Holy Spirit right, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to see what He wants us to hear this morning. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. How many know it's not the ear of the flesh? It's the ear of the Spirit. How many know that a saint can see more than his knees than an atheist can see in his tiptoes? Hallelujah. And God wants to speak to our spirits this morning. I believe God wants to share something with us today that's going to revolutionize our lives. These times of getting together, you know, they're not coincidental or happenstance. I don't believe in happenstance, do you?
No.
I believe the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And I believe God has sent us here this weekend to minister, to be ministered unto. God has directed your steps here this weekend. And I'll tell you, let's just be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Let's not center on our troubles and our problems. Let's center upon Jesus, and He'll lift our problems. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. So if He cares, why should we care? Amen? Let's cast our care upon Him, and let's worship and magnify Him. And as we worship and magnify Him, you know, when you magnify something, you don't make it any bigger. When you magnify something, you draw it nearer. How many know that? And when David said, "Let's come and magnify the Lord with me," you can't make God any bigger than He is, because God is this big. God is humongous. God is everywhere. He everywhere filleth the universe with Himself. Amen. But when you begin to magnify the Lord, you begin to draw Him closer to you. Hallelujah. And you begin to see Him in His fullness. You begin to see Him in His power. You begin to see Him in His glory. Can I hear an amen? And let's come and let's magnify the Lord together. Hallelujah. I'm going to share for a few minutes at my disposal this morning in Psalm 150. Psalm 150. And while you're looking at it, I'll just share with you. We have our tapes with us this morning. We have six different cassette tapes. We had five last night. We have six this morning. And you can get them after the service. They'll bless your heart. They'll minister to you. Songs of the Holy Ghost that God has given to us. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. The best is yet to be. I'm going on and I want to worship the Lord. Just a whole lot of songs. You get them after the service. One for eight. You can have three for 20. Or you can have a set of five for 25. You can have a set of six rather for 30. Praise God. How many just love the Word of God? As something, you know, people say to us, "Well, you guys that praise the Lord, you know, you don't read your Word." That's what he used to say to us in Scotland. "You guys that praise the Lord, you cameras, and when you dance about, you jump about there, you're too frivolous. You don't read your Word enough." I'm going to tell you something. Since we get quickened in the Holy Ghost, that Word's come alive to us like it's never been before. Hallelujah. How many know that this Word was written by men that were inspired? And how many know this Word inspires? And how many know that when you're inspired and you read the Word, you get more out of it than when you just read it? Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. We need to realize that we need to praise the Lord a whole lot more and worship the Lord a whole lot more. And when we get into the Word after an atmosphere of praise, like I said last night, when you and I begin to praise the Lord, we begin to create an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to work. The Bible said that God spoke through the cloud of incense. But the priest had to swing that censer to create the incense and the vapor and the smoke. And when he created his part, God did his part. Hallelujah. And let me tell you this morning, when you and I have been praising the Lord for the last 35, 45 minutes, we haven't been doing preliminaries. We haven't been doing just, "Let's get this thing out of the way." The truth of the matter is this. We've really had the main event. We've really had the main event. What we're having now is the cream on the cake. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? I'll tell you, when we first came to America, we would go to churches and people, we would hear people say, "Let's just have a few minutes praise and let's have a few minutes prayer." Well, I've got sad news for you. God's not interested in a few minutes praise and a few moments of prayer. He's interested in a life of praise, and He's interested in a life of prayer. Can I hear an amen? Let's get the preliminaries out of the way, and let's get into the Word. Let me tell you something. We need to realize that when you and I begin to praise the Lord like we've done for the 45 minutes, when the Word comes, it won't be a dead letter. It'll be the Rhema of God. It'll be the inspired Word of God. It'll meet your spirit. It'll meet your need, whatever realm it's in or on. Can I hear an amen? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of just sermons. We've been sermonized up to here. And I'm going to tell you something. If it could be done with sermons, it would have been done a long time ago. But the Bible says, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit," saith the Lord. That's a funny text. You know, I often wonder about that, because if God had chosen to do it by might, He could have done it. He's almighty. If He had chosen it to do with it by His power, He could have done it, because He's all powerful. But His way is the best way. He said, "Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit," saith the Lord.
And if we're going to receive anything this few days we're here, it's not going to be with might. It's not going to be with power. It's going to be by the revelation of the Holy Ghost in every one of our lives as you and I open up to receive what the Holy Spirit would say in this. Can I hear an amen? You see, a preacher gets up here and preaches on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And what happens is, if you're sitting there and full of the Holy Ghost, you even get more of what the preacher's given you. How many know what I'm talking about? Because the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. Oftentimes I sit down there when different brothers and sisters are preaching. I'm writing out set messages myself. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost quickens. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, it makes life so much easier when the Holy Ghost is evident, when the Holy Ghost is present in the service. Hallelujah. His presence makes the feast. His presence makes the feast. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something this afternoon, or this morning rather. You and I, we need to learn to praise God a whole lot more. Can I hear an amen? Well, let's get into Psalm 150 and see what he says about it. What does the psalmist say about it? Praise ye the Lord. Now, right from the beginning, we see here it's not an option. It's not an appendage, something you add on at the end of the day. And when after all your curriculum's finished, and after all your work done, and when you hit your head in the pillow, you mumble a few words like, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, and on and on and on and so forth. That's not praise. We need to realize that praise is not an option. It's a command to praise the Lord. Can I hear an amen? In fact, I'll tell you what. You read in Revelation 4:11, for thy pleasure. The Greek word there is anos. For thy praise, they are and were created. Now you and I, believe it or not, were created to praise the Lord. Can I hear an amen? But somehow or other, through the tradition of man, and through the test of time and different things, we seem to have lost that, and we've gone into a place that we don't praise the Lord anymore. We leave it all to the one man behind the pulpit. But how many know that God is restoring His church?
Amen.
And how many know that you are as much a part of the church as we are?
Amen.
Justin Carmel, you know, used to say that we shouldn't be called clergy and laity. We should really be called clayity, because God wants us to flow together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, man made that decision. But thank God this afternoon, let me tell you this, the Holy Ghost, the deity, is filling the clergy, hallelujah, and He's filling the laity, and He's causing us to flow together unto the goodness of the Lord. Can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
Jeremiah says, the old and the young shall flow together. I don't care how young you are this morning, you can praise the Lord. You know, it saddens me to see people in different churches whenever the morning service starts, we hustle the kids off to some Sunday school room, give them a crayon and a piece of paper and say, go ahead, do all your Masters of the Universe, draw all you want to do. When the children should be in the service, in this environment, because we need to get accustomed to the environment of praising and worshiping the Lord. Can I hear an amen? If you put them out all the time and put them in a back room somewhere, how are they going to feel? How are they going to sense? How are they going to know how to praise and worship the Father?
Yes.
And Samuel then, in the first book of Samuel, we read that Hannah, after she had weaned Samuel, she brought him to the temple. It was a Jewish custom in those days to wean their children at the age of 3 years of age. And the Bible says when she brought him to the temple in the second chapter of 1 Samuel, that Samuel worshipped the Lord. Let me tell you something. That mother had installed into that young child so much about the principles of God. When she left that young boy in the temple in the hands of Eli, that young boy knew how to worship the Lord. Can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
Listen, these children are too young to praise the Lord. Can I hear an amen? Samuel, three different times it says Samuel worshipped or ministered unto the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen, these children, and I was talking to some of the youth leaders there last night. These children are the generation of tomorrow. And I'll tell you, when you've got children of your own, you know, I've got four children, and my oldest ones are, I've got twins who are seven, and it just seems like yesterday when they were born. And how many know that it's not long before they're growing up, and they're in their teenage years? And I'll tell you what's wrong with the young people a lot of times in America today is because we've been so full of tradition, we've been so full of legalism, and do's and don'ts, and this and that and the other in the church, that we've lost them to the devil. But thank God, God is restoring His church, and it's a church of praise. Can I hear an amen? It's a church of power. It's a church of love. It's a church of deliverance. It's a church of glory. Hallelujah. It's a church of healing. It's a church of salvation.
Amen.
I'll tell you, listen, when you and I learn to praise God right, it's attractive even to the young folk. See, I was 14 in our church, and I was brought up in a... We was brought up in a Pentecostal church, what we call a dead Pentecostal church. How many know what a dead Pentecostal church is? You have a few of them over here. Believe you me. Take my word for it. You have a few of them. Thank God for the... You know, people talk about the Baptists and the Methodists and the Presbyterians being dead. But let me tell you something. Our Pentecostals in Scotland are like your Presbyterians over here. The Presbyterians in Scotland are something else. I used to think, you know, how in earth could... How did they fit in the Scripture? The only Scripture I can get was the dead and Christ shall rise first. We were brought up in the dead Pentecostal church, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost fell. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You see, the heart of the gospel is a changed life. If there's no change, you haven't met Jesus. If there's no change in your life, and I'll tell you, when the Holy Ghost hit our church in a little backwoods town in Scotland, that we were never the same again. I was 14 years old. We didn't know what it was to talk in tongues. Oh, it was okay for the elders and the pastors and all those to talk in tongues, and which was my dad and his brothers at that time. And, you know, but we never were exercising moving in the gifts of the Spirit or moving in the Spirit. But suddenly one night the Holy Ghost fell. And I was 14 years old. And I fell off. I fell flat on my back. And I remember I was brought up in church, and I was a preacher's kid. How many know the preacher's kids sometimes turn out the worst? And we'd be so used to being brought up in church. I was at the age 14 when I just wanted to get one foot over that fence into the world. The grass is always greener at the other side, didn't you know? Yeah. But the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, thank God. And let me tell you something. If you think programs in your church will keep your children, if you think basketball will keep your kids in church, you better think again. There's only one thing that will keep your children in church. And you know what it is? It's the power of God manifested. It's the anointing of God made manifest in the church. Can I hear an amen? Because that's something. You know, Smith Wigglesworth used to say this. You get in fire for God, and folks will come to see you burn. Hallelujah. But don't you try and give it away if you don't have it yourself. Because if your spirit is poverty stricken, you can't give away much wealth. Let me tell you something. We need to fill our churches with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We need to get the Shekinah moving in our midst. Hallelujah. The one that can give nurture. Can I hear an amen? And how do we do it? Psalm 22 and 3. Thou art holy. For thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God is enthroned in his praises. God is enthroned in his praises. Listen, folks, it's not an appendage. It's not an option to praise the Lord. It's a command to praise the Lord. It's you and I were created thus. To praise the Lord. And let me tell you something. Until we minister in our priestly function, and how many knows he's made us unto God kings and priests? Yeah. Every one of us. He's made us unto God kings and priests. Yeah. Until we function in our priestly function, that is a sense of unfulfillment in our lives, that we will try and fill it with bigger cars. Once you get the Cadillac, there's still no fulfillment. And it's nice to drive a Cadillac, isn't it? Then once you get the Cadillac, you try for a bigger house by the lake. And once you get a bigger house by the lake, there's still no fulfillment. How many know what I'm talking about? You got a house by the lake? And then once you get a house by the lake, the next thing is you get a big boat by the lake. And there's still no fulfillment. How many know what I'm talking about? Then once you get all that, we trade in our wives and get a younger model. How many know what I'm talking about? This country is rampant with it. I'm going to tell you something. If the church had played a part, divorce would have been cut to the minimum. But I'm going to tell you something. The days are changing. Can I hear an amen? And there's still no fulfillment if you get a younger model. Because you know why? There's a part in us that we were created to praise the Lord. And until you and I function in a priestly function to praise the Lord, there is a sense of unfulfillment. That you won't fill with anything or anyone else. Oh, you can have hot dog Sundays. You can have roundup Sundays. You can give out balloons for bringing the most to church or bicycles. We were in a church one time in California to give bicycles for bringing the most to Sunday school. God help us. You can try all that, but I'm going to tell you something. That is no substitute for the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the midst of His people. And how do we get it? We get it by praising the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It's not an option. It's a command. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Where is the sanctuary of the Lord? In here. Right in here. The Scripture says judgment begins in the house of God. You know what we used to do with that? We used to sit down there and just look around to everybody in the church, judging everybody. We're going to judge this church tonight. Judgment begins right in here. Listen, you know what revival starts? Right in here. You and I getting right with God, and then once we get right with God, then we'll get right with one another. But don't try and put the cart before the horse, because if we're not right with God, we'll never get right with one another. Can I hear an amen? How many know the Bible says the heart of man is deceitfully wicked? And our own hearts are deceitfully wicked. We love some people. We love those that love us, and we hate those that hate us. But when you and I get to praising God and get our communication right with the Father, it makes you love everybody. Like that old song says, the old time religion, makes you love everybody.
Hallelujah.
We need to realize that praise is an expression of our love relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, some people can't praise the Lord simply because they don't love Jesus. They've never had a born-again experience. And people can't praise the Lord unless they've had a born-again experience. Can I hear an amen? And we were created to praise the Lord in His sanctuary. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Revival begins right in here. Can I hear an amen? You can't set the world right unless you're set right yourself. You know, in 1904, God moved in, the Holy Spirit in the Welsh, in the land of Wales, in the Welsh revival. Tremendous outpouring, and a Pentecostal outpouring, and a Holy Ghost outpouring. Some American reporters came over to report on the revival, to see how the revival was going on, and they came into the big city of Swansea. And right there in the center of the town, there was a big old 275-pound bobby. How many know what a bobby is? A policeman. You know why they're called bobbies? I'll throw this in for free. Because Robert Peel invented the police force. He started, he founded the police force, so they called them after Robert Peel, they called them bobbies. So that's just a little bit, that's trivia. Hallelujah. That's not Bible trivia either. But these American reporters came in and they saw this big policeman. And they said, "Shoot me, officer, where's the revival going on?" He says, "Right in here, right in here." That's where revival starts, folks. That's why we're here this morning. That's why we're here this few days. Because God is doing something in the church. Can I hear an amen? God is restoring the church. You know this? You'll hear a lot of talk about restoration. 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 You know what Webster says? It's to bring back to the original state. God is restoring His church. And it's a church of glory. Can I hear an amen? It's a church that when we walk up the street, people will be healed with their shadows. Can I hear an amen? It's a church when people will know, will emanate, hallelujah, the presence of God. Can I hear an amen? We need to realize that God is restoring His church. He says, "I will build my church." Aren't you glad He's building the church?
Yes.
And that you and I? And we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Paul talked to Corinthians, and 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 says, "Hey, know you not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? He dwells right in here." Revival begins here. Listen, folks, we need to realize that revival begins in the house of God, right in here. So if we're not moving in revival, if we're not moving in restoration and the power of the Holy Ghost, don't point the finger at your wife or your husband or your children or your job or the church or the pastor. How many know the pastor often gets the blame of you not moving? The pastor gets the blame of the church being dead. Many times it is their fault, but a lot of times it's the people's fault. Because when God sets you in fire, brother, no man or no anything or devil will put that fire out. Can I hear an amen?
Yes.
In Exodus 3, when Moses saw that burning bush, there was something different with that bush. And you know something? In the desert in the middle of the summer, it was nothing out of the ordinary to see bushes burning. We've been in Arizona many times, and you see the tumbleweed catches in fire in the summertime. But there was something different about this bush. The difference was it never went out. Let me tell you something. You know why it didn't go out? Because man never lit it. God lit it. And I'm going to tell you something. When God lights a fire in your life, brother, when God lights a fire in your life, sister, it'll never go out.
Amen.
Oh, we'll maybe try and cover it up sometimes. We'll maybe put it under a shade. But I'll tell you, that fire will never go out. You know, when our family got quickened in the Holy Ghost 25 years ago in Scotland, a lot of our Presbyterian friends said, huh. And a lot of our Pentecostal friends said, huh. It's only a flash in a pan. Use that expression over here. You Southerners, a flash in a pan. Let me tell you something. It's been a big flash in a big pan. Because 25 years down the road, you know something? We're more in love with Jesus today than ever we've been before. Can I hear an amen? Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Now you see, the reason some people can't praise the Lord is they've never proved God in any of His mighty acts. But how many this morning you say, "I proved God in His mighty acts"? Well, let me tell you something. You're looking at a person and a couple of persons that prove God time and time and time again. Oh, He's taken us to the water's edge.
Yeah.
In fact, we've had to put our feet in the water's edge, just like the priest. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you, whenever it came to that part, when we put our foot in the water, the problem, the water spot, and we got through our problem. Listen, God has brought you this far, hasn't He? And you just, don't you think that he never, doesn't the Bible say he never changes? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yeah.
Well, the same God that brought you this far, to this very moment, is the same God that's going to bring you right over, right on to eternity. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise him for his mighty acts. Many times we've been, at times we've been struggling financially, and we've said, Lord, we need a miracle. And the miracles came forth. Out of sources you don't even think about. Times we've been struggling physically, and we said, Lord, we need a miracle. But how many know God's got a miracle for you, whatever realm it's in or on? Praise him for his mighty acts. See, if you don't prove God, if we come to church week in and week out and just sit and fill a pew and keep and warm a pew, and you don't ask God for anything, but how many know the Bible says, prove me? And Micah. But you see, we've always used that as money. Prove him now with offerings. But how many know God wants you to prove him in the realm of faith, in the realm of healing, in the realm of deliverance? In the realm of restoration, God, prove him. But most of us, a lot of us don't prove God. We just sit there. We don't ask him for anything. We just come along Sunday after Sunday, and we don't know. We've never proved his mighty acts. That's why we don't praise him. I can tell how many people love God. I can tell how many people have experienced and proved God by the volume of praise that I hear. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He that is forgiven much, loveth much.
Amen.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness. About a year ago, the Holy Spirit really revealed this verse to me, this part of the verse. And I saw in the eyes of the Spirit a balance. On one hand, there was my praises. On the other hand, there was his greatness. You get the picture this morning? Praise him in accordance with his excellent greatness. I love the description here, don't you? Excellent. It's a high-sounding word. It's a tremendous accolade to get. Excellent. Beautiful English language there. Excellent. Praise him in accordance with his excellent greatness. How great is your God this morning? Well, he's buddy-buddy. No, he's not buddy-buddy to me. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Kind of here. He's the Adonai. He's the Elohim. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Jireh. Can I hear an amen? I'll tell you, he's great. He's excellent. And I'll tell you, the reason we're shouting and praising God is because we're praising in accordance with his excellent greatness. David, the psalmist David, when he started out and he began to see God just a little bit. And how many know God reveals himself unto us line upon line, precept upon precept? I believe if God was to draw the curtain back and to reveal himself to us, even now, he'd blow our minds. We couldn't take it. When Moses went up the mountain and saw him, he had to put a veil on his face because he emanated the presence of God. People couldn't look at him. I'll tell you, God reveals himself to us line upon line, precept upon precept. David said, when he started out, 3 times a day will I praise thee. And he's beginning to walk with God and get that intimate fellowship. He said, 7 times a day will I praise thee. And by the time you go to Psalm 34 and one, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. How many times? All times. In the good times and the bad times. In the up times and the down times. In the in times and the out times. In the blue times and the fine times. How many times? All times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul shall halal thee. My soul shall make her boast in thee. One rendition has it, my soul shall put on a concert for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's what we're doing here this morning. We're putting on a concert for the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. And then when you come to Psalm 113, it says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. How often should we praise the Lord? When we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, even in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. He said he'll give you songs in the night. Praise God. You and I were created to praise the Lord. Listen, a lot of our troubles, a lot of our problems, simply is due to this. We don't praise God enough. How many know a lot of our problems are self-inflicted? A lot of them. Some problems we just need to be delivered from. But a lot of our problems we can deliver ourselves from. When David was in Ziklag, he came back to Ziklag, and even his friends spoke about stoning him. David could have gone down into the valley of despair and, you know, just got down on his knees and began to wail and wail and wail. But how many know the world wails, the church worships? But we've had it wrong for so many years. We've been down there on the mourner's bench, wailing our eyes out. You know, trying to give God some unknown information he doesn't already know. Oh, Lord. You know, but God wants us to worship him. See, before you call, I will answer. God wants us to come through with a positive aspect. Can I hear an amen?
Hallelujah.
David could have got down there in the mourner's bench and wailed, but the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. I'll tell you, a lot of our problems, if we just get up in the morning, get some Holy Ghost music on that tape machine. I was telling a lady this morning, and years ago, an old businessman in England told us, a tape machine, a cassette player, is more important than a washing machine. How many know that's true? I'll tell you, we need to imbibe the Word of God, whichever way. I'll tell you, we need to realize that when you're sitting there doing when you're standing there at the kitchen sink doing the dishes, of course, you American women are spoiled, you're a good dishwasher. When you're putting the dishes into the dishwasher, you can be listening to praise songs, hallelujah. You can be listening to the Word ministry from these brethren and these folks that come to minister to you. And I'll tell you, it'll do you nothing but good. I'll tell you, because someone has said that impression without expression can't cause depression. But there's no need for us to be depressed here this morning, amen? And I know time has gone, so I'm going to rush very quickly. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. One of the Hebrew words for praise is zamar. Zamar. It means to praise Him upon instruments. You know, we need to realize that musical instruments and praising God is very necessary. It's important that we get our music here, you know, and get our guitars out and get our accordions out, get our whatever we play, get them out here, our trumpets, and begin to praise the Lord. In 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 5, the Bible says that David made 4,000 instruments to praise the Lord. Yes. Listen, we haven't started. We haven't even begun. Can I hear an amen? Some of you haven't played an instrument since your 10th grade in high school. Well, get it out of the closet. Get the dust off of it. And bring it to church. Hallelujah. And get in there and begin to praise the Lord. Can I hear an amen? Let zamar the Lord. Praise Him with musical instruments. I don't know where we get our theology from, but for years in Scotland, we weren't even allowed to have musical instruments in the church. In fact, a lot of churches still don't have musical instruments. They have a little pitch pipe, and they hit this pitch pipe, and off you go a cappella. Well, something about music, we are created. How many know that when God formed the earth, there was music in the forming of the earth? When He spoke the job, didn't He say, where were you when I put the stars in heaven? When the stars sang, when the sons of God shouted for joy, and the stars sang together. Everything is created in beautiful harmony. The birds praise the Lord in music.
Amen.
You know, I read an article in National Geographic just a few months ago about the song of the humpback whale. The song of the humpback whale. The scientists followed this whale all around the world, and this whale actually sings a song. It sings a song. All over the world as it travels, and it just sings a song. Listen, doesn't the Bible say, all thy works, Psalm 145, shall praise thee, O Lord? Can I hear an amen? Praise Him with the instruments. Tell me that when David's orchestra, tradition has it, when his orchestra began to play and a cool and a nice summer's evening with a breeze behind him, you could hear David's orchestra for 17 miles over the hills of Judea. 17 miles. Listen, folks, we've said for years we're going to take the stadiums to praise the Lord. But I've changed that just a little bit. How many know you change after a few years when the Holy Ghost begins to show you different things? We're not going to take the stadiums to praise the Lord. We're going to build the stadiums to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? We're going to have Holy Ghost stadiums. And all that part in the center, that where they play, do all their field stuff and all the track events, that is going to be the orchestra pit. Hallelujah. That's where the orchestra is going to be. And all us guys in the bleachers, we're going to be the choir. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. So it's quite scriptural. Praise the Lord. In the dance. You don't have to wait for a thunderstorm or a bolt of lightning out of the blue to praise the Lord in the dance. All you need to do, you know, we've always thought it, we had to receive a spell, quote unquote, before we danced uncontrollably. But God doesn't want us, God just wants us to obey His word. Let's praise Him in the dance. Hallelujah. Brother Cameron, isn't that the flesh is dancing? It sure is, hallelujah. It sure is. That inner man, you know, that inner man is the inner man is beginning to rise up on the inside. How many know that? Watch when he talks about the inner man. That inner man is beginning to dance on the inside. His old body just does what the new man tells it to do. Hallelujah. You know, when I first got saved, an old brother in the Lord told me, listen, Robert, you've got two men inside of you. You've got the new man, you've got the old man. The one you feed the most will grow the most. Well, I fed the old man pretty good. But I'll tell you something, when you begin to feed the new man with praise and the Word of God in an environment like this, that new man begins to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this old shell just has to do what the new man tells it to do. Praise the Lord. Remember that. Don't wait for any supernatural thunderings or supernatural enlightenment from heaven to dance before the Lord. Just praise Him according to His Word. Hallelujah. Let's rush off here. We'll never get finished.
Amen.
Praise Him with the loud cymbals. Well, Brother Cameron, I'd like to praise God in a quiet way. Well, it's not according to Scripture. I don't read anywhere in the Bible that you praise God quietly. Psalm 66 and 8 says, make the voice of His praise to be heard. Whenever God came on the scene, there was thunderings, there was lightnings, there was earthquakes. Can I hear an amen? And Isaiah 6, when the cherubim were flying there, the Bible says that the doorposts began to shake at the voice of Him who spake. One of the Hebrew words for praise is shabak. Shabak. It means to express in loud tones. Express in loud tones. How many of the devil's people like to shout their neck off and just tell you what's going on? I spoke last time about Goliath, and he was an emissary of the devil. He got up every morning, every night, for 40 days and 40 nights, and presented himself and just shouted his neck off what he was going to do to God's children. Well, it's about time the church began to rise up and begin to let the world know what we're going to do. Can I hear an amen? But you see, for so long, we've had the big eye on heaven, we've had the little eye on earth, and we've been singing, even so, come Lord Jesus, in the sweet by and by, take us on home. And the Lord's been trying to get a message through this, you ain't coming home, because I've got a purpose for the church, and the church is to occupy until I come. Can I hear an amen? We've been looking for the Lord to take us on. What a selfish attitude. Since the moment we've been saved, all we've been doing is getting ready to leave. And the Lord has got a purpose for the church. That we may control this earth. That we may take it for the Father. Hallelujah. That we may claim it for the King. Can I hear an amen? Father left it farm to us. Hallelujah. He said, farm it. Praise God. And we're going to farm it. Can I hear an amen? The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. I was thinking about it when Brother Glenn was talking about his several million dollars. Let me tell you something. There's millions of dollars going around in the hands of the sinners today. But the Bible says the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. We are coming into that point in time when the wealth of the sinner is going to be turned around to the church and the kingdom of God. So we might as well get ready for it. First, believe it possible. Secondly, prepare for it. And thirdly, receive it. Praise the Lord, the high sounding symbol. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I'm going to be very quick here. Well, Brother Cameron, I can't keep a note in a bucket even if I had a lid on it. And Brother Cameron, I can't get up and preach before people because every time I get up, I just freeze. And Brother, I can't do this and I can't do that. But I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us can breathe. Can we? Let's every one of us taking a big deep breath. Anybody been breathing here just now? Get to the front quickly. And the Bible implies here, if you can breathe, you can praise. Amen. If you can breathe, you can praise. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. The psalmist, this is the last psalm, and he wanted to get the message across in such a dynamic way that every verse is inundated with praise, 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 praise. You know why? Because if you don't have the garment of praise before you put on the armor in Ephesians 6, you'll cut yourself to pieces with the armor of God. How many know you've got to have an undergarment before you put on the armor? And I'll tell you, for so long we've tried to wield the sword of Ephesians 6. We've hung around with all the armor of Ephesians 6 and we've cut ourselves to pieces. And we've cut our brothers and sisters to pieces too. And God wants us to put on, first of all, the garment of praise. The beautiful garment. Let me tell you, folks, and I read it this morning. Somebody said it last night. I think it was Brother Tommy there. He said, listen, before we can be an effective worker, we have to learn to become a worshiper. Let's not get the cart before the horse. Amen? Amen. He says, they that worship me, let's worship first in Jerusalem. Let's get our worship the Lord first. Then when we begin to go out and praise and witness for the Lord, we'll witness with authority. We'll witness with power. We will witness with result. Amen. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with any one of us that a good dose of the Holy Ghost, that good setting free and just praising God with every fiber of our being wouldn't put right. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So listen, what am I trying to say this morning? Let's learn to praise the Lord. Let's realize what we were created for, to praise the Lord. Can I hear an amen? Bless you, Brother Glenn. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, let's all stand and let's just praise the Lord. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
From the rising of the sun to the going down, all the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down, all the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the voice and voice of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing. Oh, the Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing too. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing. Oh, the Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your feet dancing and set your heart dancing too. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your feet dancing. Oh, the Holy Ghost will thrill you through and through. Oh, the Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and set your heart a-dancing to hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence that's amongst us. We praise you for it. We thank you for the food that's prepared for us. Thank you for making it health and strength to our flesh. We praise you for your blessings, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. See you back at 2:30.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.